London Calling. David here. Here with another scene setter for Simon's Blitz 80th anniversary virtual tour. Yesterday, we heard from the great novelist, essayist, short story writer, V.S. Pritchett. Pritchett was writing in the early 1960s, so he was recollecting, remembering, recalling, looking back, remembering London during the war years. Today's writer is Virginia Woolf, and hers is much more immediate. These are two diary entries, one in September of 1941 and the other in October of 1941. Now, why do we turn to a great writer? Well, I think for the same reason we go to a great guide. They make the experience more vivid, more felt. They get us closer to it. They make it more lived, more real. So here we go. This first entry was penned on Tuesday, the 10th of September, 1941. Here's what she says. Back from half a day in London, perhaps our strangest visit. Mecklenburg Square roped off. Wardens there, not allowed in. The house about 30 yards from ours struck at 1 this morning by a bomb. Completely ruined. Another bomb in the square still unexploded. We walked round the back. The house was still smoldering. That is a great pile of bricks. Underneath, all the people who had gone down to their shelter. Scraps of cloth hanging to the bare walls at the side still standing. A looking glass, I think, swinging, like a tooth knocked out. A clean cut. Our house undamaged. The garage man at the back, blear-eyed and jerky, told us he'd been blown out of his bed by the explosion, made to take shelter in a church. He said the Jerrys had been over for 3 nights trying to bomb King's Cross. So we went on to Gray's Inn, left the car and saw Holborn, a vast gap at the top of Chancery Lane, smoking still, some great shop entirely destroyed, the hotel opposite like a shell, heaps of blue-green glass in the road at Chancery Lane, men breaking off fragments left in the frames, then to the New Statesman office, windows broken but house untouched. We went over it, deserted, wet passages, glass on stairs, doors locked. So back to the car. A great block of traffic. The cinema behind Madame Tussaud's torn open. The stage visible. Some decorations swinging. All the Regent's Park houses with broken windows, but undamaged. And then miles and miles of ordinary streets. All Bayswater, as usual. Streets empty, faces set and eyes bleared. Then at Wimbledon, a siren. People began running. We drove through almost empty streets as fast as possible. Horses taken out of the shafts. Cars pulled up. The people I think of now are the very grimy Bloomsbury lodging house keepers. With another night to face. Old wretched women standing at their doors, dirty, miserable. Well, as Nessa said on the phone, it's coming very near. And then on Sunday, the 20th of October in that same year, 1941, this was her entry. The most, what, impressive, no, that's not it, sight in London on Friday was the queue. Mostly children with suitcases, outside Warren Street Tube. This was about 11:30. We thought they were evacuees, waiting for a bus. But there they were, in a much longer line, with women, men, more bags and blankets, sitting still at 3. lining up for the shelter in the night's raid, which came, of course, to Tavistock Square, with a sigh of relief, saw a heap of ruins. Three houses, I should say, gone. Basement all rubble. Only relics, an old basket chair, bought in Fitzroy Square days, and Penman's board to let. Otherwise, bricks and wood splinters. I could just see a piece of my studio wall standing. Otherwise, rubble where I wrote so many books. Open air where we sat so many nights, gave so many parties. So to Mecklenburg Square, all again litter, glass, black soft dust, plaster and powder. Books all over dining room floor. Only the drawing room with windows almost whole. A wind blowing through. I began to hunt out diaries. What could we salvage in this little car? Darwin and the silver, and some glass and china. Then lunch off tongue in the drawing room. John came. I forgot the voyage of the Beagle. No raid the whole day. So about 2:30 drove home. Cheered on the whole by London. Damage in Bloomsbury considerable. But miles and miles of Hyde Park and Queen's Gate untouched. Now we seem quit of London. Exhilaration at losing possessions. Save at times I want my books and chairs and carpets and beds. How I worked to buy them, one by one. And the pictures. But to be free of Mech would now be a relief. But it's odd, the relief at losing possessions. I should like to start life in peace, almost bare, free to go anywhere. Virginia Woolf, her diary.